Just then the cat came slithering into the picture, purring and rubbing and wearing that sniveling grin that drives me nuts. It was Pete, of course. Pete the barn cat, who never spends any time in the barn because he's too busy loafing in the iris patch and trying to mooch scraps. Have we discussed Pete? I don't like him. Never have. But there he was, rubbing on Alfred's ankles and grinning. All at once, his eyes popped open, and he lifted his nose in the air.
My goodness, Hanky, I smell something good. Could it be sausage?
I cut my eyes from side to side. Suddenly a plan began to take shape in the vast caverns of my mind. Or to put it another way, it suddenly occurred to me that one of the many things I didn't like about Pete was that he was just the kind of creep who would steal sausage from a hungry child. Did you catch the clues? Maybe not, so let's do a quick review. 1, cat walks up. 2, out of the blue, for no reason whatever, cat says something about sausage. 3, kid is looking for missing sausage. Do you get it now? All at once, the pieces of this mysterious puzzle begin falling into place. I turn my eyes upon my dearest pal, little Alfred, and went into the urgent message routine on the tail section, which consisted of slow, circular, counterclockwise motions. Then, with the urgent message program still running, I pointed my nose directly at the cat. Alfred, I'm shocked that you would accuse me of terrible crimes, but never mind. The culprit just walked up. I won't mention any names, but I think it was Pete. Alfred looked deeply into my, yikes, eyes. But then, he turned his gaze upon the cat, the sneaking, cheating little hiccacrip of a cat, and a dark frown began to form upon his face. And he said,
Pete, did you eat my sausage? You did, you naughty cat. I don't like you anymore.
And with that, he aimed a boot at Kitty's hinalary region and gave him the kick he so richly deserved for being all the things he was.
Tee-hee! Ha-ha!
Oh, justice! Oh, truth and honor! I loved it. Kitty was shocked beyond recognition. I mean, he never saw it coming. He hissed and squealed, made a short flight through the air, and scurried away, throwing daggerish looks back at me. Did I care about his daggerish looks? Heck no! The little pest had been caught in the act of robbing breakfast from hungry children, and he'd gotten just what he deserved. As he slithered away to the iris patch, he managed to hiss a few hateful words to me.
Very funny, Hanky. I'll remember this.
You do that, Kitty. Remember what happens to cats who sneak and steal and rob from innocent children. I'm shocked, Pete. Shocked beyond words. Told him, huh? You bet.